Labor's new member for Cornwall says recognising a Palestinian state is more than symbolic, promising to take the fight up with his party room. Bassem Abdo's parents are Palestinian refugees who fled to Kuwait before coming to Australia. He sat down with Eva Staszewska for his first interview since the May election.
Thanks for sitting down with me. So you recently became a father. You brought little Noah home on election day. How is that going to shape your time in Parliament? How's fatherhood going to shape your time in Parliament?
I think being a new father, and particularly with a very young infant son, they grow very quickly. I think for me, reflecting on it, it's put a bit of perspective on when the days when you're up here to make every day count. Because the work that we do up here matters. It matters to our community. And the fact that I'm a father allowed me to appreciate the time in the day and the time we're up here, and to use every day to actually be fighting for our community. You also miss him. You miss him incredibly up here. And you're also conscious of the fact that you're not only missing him, but you're missing out a lot on his growth. But that's part of the job and part of what we have to do to be up here in Canberra whilst we're away from home. But it's important to know that here and our work in Canberra is based on our fight for our community back home.
You speak about the fight for the community. What is an issue you think is not getting enough attention that you'd really like to advocate for?
Look, I think for me, the economy debate, I think part of my role, I see it as a local federal member, would be to advocate for our community on that. I see our role as being part of the future and the future conversation and the policies which are being shaped up here in Canberra to reflect the interests of my community. We were the manufacturing heartland of Australia, and we are transitioning to a new economy, and I want us to be central to the policies that are formed and shaped up here.
Is there a particular area specifically when you talk about manufacturing and stuff? Is there something that you think is a current block that's, stopping that?
Well, I think the, and this is a global phenomenon, as you're going through the transition, we have to really make sure that where our skills policy is aligned with what the jobs of the future will be. So things like free TAFE are incredibly important. They're linked to skills shortages. So it offers a lot of people in our community opportunity, not just in areas such as, the traditional industrial manufacturing areas, but also in things like nursing and teaching, trades. All those things are very important. Giving people access to that opportunity through free TAFE, through policies like the University Study Hub, I think are very important to give our community the opportunity to actually be skilled and reskilled into jobs, and jobs that have a demand in terms of skills and skills requirement. Importantly for our community, it's not just for young people coming out of high school, but it's also people in middle age, which I spoke about yesterday in my speech. People in middle age going to reskill and that transition economy. We don't want a generational gap in terms of as we transition into that.
We are introducing you to our audience, and is there something, is there a fun fact or a dinner party trick or something that people might not know about you that you'd like to share?
Probably a fun fact is I think in between Canberra, in between a lot of sleepless nights, I've learned to sleep standing up, I think. to actually just try to function whilst trying to juggle a lot of things. I think it's not something unique to me. It's an experience which many new parents have. I think as I'm learning that, I think it's a skill that I'm proud of, but I'm not the only one that has it.
You mentioned your first speech. What did it feel like delivering that first speech in the chambers?
To be very honest, I think I thought I left the emotional bits to the end, but I realised I got emotional quite early on, and I didn't expect that. So I think, the bits about my mother and the experience around that, I deliberately put family towards the end for those reasons. But the stories I was telling about my experience and my journey here in Australia, but also my family's journey to Australia, and the impact that that had on me and on us, which is an experience shared by many people. And I think that surprised me during the speech, that I would be sort of drawn by it in such a way.
You spoke of QA, you spoke of buildings shaking, you know, taping windows, the bureaucracy and paperwork. Given what you've witnessed firsthand, what is something you'd like your colleagues to understand about the realities of war?
I think it's important to really focus on the human element, and to see what we can do to support people who are suffering to get them out of that. Ultimately, the first casualty of war, I mean, I know people say truth, but I think the human element and the helplessness which people feel. You know, ordinary people are subjected to things which are outside of their control, and it has a real impact. We rely on our daily lives on a lot of basic things that we don't even realize we rely on, until it stops, until everything falls apart. And they can have very long-term consequences. And when we turn off our television screens, those things are still happening. And it's incumbent on all of us to consider that and to consider the long-term view of things when we're trying to reshape things.
Have you been to Gaza or the West Bank?
I have been to the West Bank.
What was your experience?
I was confronted by the occupation. I was confronted by how overarching the occupation is, how it impacts the daily lives in all aspects for the Palestinian people there. And I was confronted by the way the people dealt with it there, and the way the people kept their humanity there.
Is there a particular moment or something that stands out when you speak about that?
When you're engaging with people there, the way they still hold on to some of the things that we love, despite what's going on around them. And I think it's the best of our humanity, actually. And I think seeing that, we've got a lot to learn.
You previously said you'd hope to bring a perspective impacted by the conflict. You know, you said that this is personal. You've just spoken about visiting the West Bank. When should Australia recognise a Palestinian state?
My position on this is very clear. I support the recognition of a Palestinian state. The conversations around this, and my push and my advocacy on the timing will be had in caucus.
Do you see the United Nations September conference as an opportunity, though, to potentially recognise that for Australia?
Again, as you'd appreciate, I've just signed the caucus book, and my role is to advocate and fight within caucus. That's a role of me as a member of the Federal Parliamentary Labor Party.
People talk about statehood being symbolic. What do you think is the significance of having a Palestinian state recognised for Palestinian people?
Well, it's the right to self-determination. It's a right, and I would view it as a right, not as just symbolism.
You just said you wanted to, you know, you are going to bring your opinions to caucus, that you are going to advocate for your community. How do you plan to use your voice? Do you feel a sense of responsibility to advocate for your community on an issue that's so important to them?
Well, it's an issue important to the community, to my community in particular, but it's an issue important, I believe, to all Australians. But how I have those discussions will be discussions that I'll have within caucus. I say that with respect. I say that with respect because I believe the role of a Member of Parliament is to advocate within the avenues available to a member of parliament. And that is what the caucus allows us to do, is to allow us to prosecute arguments, to have those discussions, and to shape those discussions. And I believe that's where the impact of a member of parliament is. People have different roles. If I wanted to make, you know, headlines, I could do that outside of being a member of parliament. But I do value the role of caucus and to be able to champion not just this issue, but many issues that are important to my community within the avenues that we have.
If it's important to your electorate, will you speak up, even if it's uncomfortable to do so?
I've always spoken up, even if it's uncomfortable.
I think that's a great way to end it. Thank you so much for your time, Bassam.
Thank you. Appreciate it.